Another North Adams city councilor is stepping into the race for mayor, the first contest without an incumbent in the western Massachusetts city in 3 decades. Mayor Richard Alkenbright is not seeking a 5th term. Ronald Boucher talks about his decision to run.
I've been a lifelong resident city of North Adams. I've been involved in the political side of the agenda for the last 14 years as a city councilor. Past council president, vice president, then chair of public safety, public services, been on the finance board. But just the care about the city, care about the residents, and make sure that we can keep, our slogan for our campaign is fighting for North Adams families. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. It's not about me. It's about the residents of North Adams trying to keep it affordable, trying to provide them the adequate services that they need and should have and pay for. I think it's important, and also is to keep our educational levels high as they are now. We have a good educational system. There's challenges with funding from the state, but those are all things that encompass my thoughts and my energies moving forward. But the biggest thing for me is to represent the residents and make sure we keep it affordable and safe.
How do you plan to do that? How do you plan to keep businesses here?
Well, first and foremost, you got to keep it affordable for them on the commercial tax side. And that's a balancing act that's very tough because, as you know, we have a dual tax rate, one for the residential side and one for the commercial side. So it's a constant balancing act. The more properties that come on board onto the commercial side of the ledger will help offset things a little bit. But we got to be business friendly and give them opportunities or put incentives out there to attract these businesses and keep the existing businesses here too. Shop locally, support local business. It's important. Today, the days of the internet and everything else, people are buying price, but also there's a service aspect to it. So I've always believed in shop local, help support local business. And I know people always say jobs, 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 and I agree with that. There's a lot of private investment in North Adams, which is happening with the Critty Mill, the Redwood Motel, now maybe with the Windsor Mill. But also we need some jobs. And the big jobs aren't coming here anymore, but if we can find medium-sized companies, 50, 75 people, 100 people, we got to go out and get them. I remember the former Mayor Barrett used to say, to attract, you need to be attractive. And we are attractive now. People know where North Adams is, and we're up and coming. And I give a lot of credit to the Alkenbright administration. They've done some good things to move the agenda forward. And I just want to be part of that and continue to grow North Adams.
With a focus on public safety, does that entail that North Adams is unsafe?
I'm not saying it's unsafe. What I'm saying is there's more challenges on the public safety side today than they were 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Let's face it, you got opioids and you've got drugs, you got this, you got that. There's a lot more of challenges on that side of the ledger. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And keeping the police officers and the firefighters safe also, too. Making sure we're staffed, adequately staffed, not understaffed, which I think we could use some more officers to encompass everything in one here is just importance of keeping our community, our children, and our residents safe.
That's North Adams mayoral candidate Ronald Boucher. If necessary, a September 19th preliminary election will be held to narrow down the voters' choices of Boucher, fellow city councilor Bob Moulton Jr., Rachel Branch, and Tom Bernard. The general election is November 7th.